Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live medical talk show in which you're invited to participate. If you have a question or comment along the way, give us a call at 941-206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. And now here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I was so excited. Two patients this week told me that they listened to the show and they were new patients and they love the show. And the last show we did on congestive heart failure, how interesting that was and how much they learn. And they're really followers of the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues. So I tell everyone the mission is knowledge. I want everyone to learn as much as they can so they can be healthier. And that's so important, right?
That's correct. It's only by learning that we can
make the right decisions.
So knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. So everything we learn will help us to become healthier, to stay healthier for more good years. So we have quite a few things to go over today. We know that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October, so we're going to speak about that. We also have a What Body Part Am I? And we also are going to talk about vaccinations. We went to a great conference last night. It was an infectious disease specialist from California who spoke about a new vaccine.
Right, for the pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia is a killer for people over 55. If you get pneumococcal pneumonia, the 50% over 50% of the people succumb to the disease.
Especially the olders, right. Over 65.
Yeah, right. The older you are, the worse it is. And so, the younger you are, the worse it is too. Young children, 1 or 2 years old, will get pneumococcal pneumonia after. It's unusual and very, very in infants because of the antibodies which infants frequently get from their mother's milk. But in the very young people, 2, 3, 4 years old, there is a high death rate from this disease, which is preventable.
And that's the whole thing. You know, at the Triana Prevention Center, we were trying to help prevent. We're trying to prevent a major event. And if there's something we can do to prevent something catastrophic, why not do that? We give flu vaccinations. That's another vaccine. And a lot of people go, no, I'm not going to get it. It made me sick. It does not give you the flu. It protects you.
It certainly does protect you, and especially the older population. And in our community here, we have a lot of older folks. And if they get the flu and they get pneumonia on top of the flu, the numbers of people that succumb to that combination of infections is even higher than 50%.
So, I mean, I try to tell my patients and tell everyone who's listening, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? If you can do something to protect yourself, the flu vaccination, it's so important, especially anybody who has diabetes, anyone who works with a lot of, in contact with a lot of people, anyone who has COPD, asthma, chronic diseases should be getting their flu vaccine. And this vaccination also is important. Now, this is called Prevnar 13, and it is a vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia, pneumococcus, which is a very common bacteria.
Right. And actually, I think most people who've ever gone to the movies or watched a television show and seen somebody come home at night with a little cough and be dead the next day have seen what pneumococcal pneumonia can do.
Pneumococcus is a very serious bacteria. So the Prevnar protects you. It's a conjugated vaccine. And also you still need to have the Pneumovax vaccination because that covers some different other types of pneumonia.
Right. The pneumococcal pneumonia has different varieties. It's like the same thing that happens to the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine is a multi-immuno phenomena where the somebody guesses, or intelligent guesses, as to what lines of the flu are going to be the major lines of the flu this season. And they make the vaccine for
so
that.
If you go to get the flu shot, you know, at either at your local doctor, hopefully they'll come to you, Dr. Triana, but if they see one, you know, like at Walgreens or some other place, how many strains of the flu does that cover? Are they protected, or is that just one type?
It varies from year to year. Sometimes it's five strains, sometimes it's a dozen. But remember that all the influenza virus starts from birds, and so that is we are not a normal host. That's why it makes us sick.
So it's important to know that the Prevnar covers 13 different strains of Streptococcus pneumoniae, which is recommended and approved by the FDA for adults 50 and over to help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive diseases. There's also pneumococcus can cause meningitis. There's other diseases that it causes besides pneumonia. So this is to help you increase your immune system and fight against the disease. No vaccine is ever 110%. But if you can go ahead and mount an immunity to these diseases, that's very important. So another vaccination that we recommend is the shingles vaccination for herpes zoster.
Right. If anybody has ever seen anyone that's had shingles or visited with anybody that had shingles, you can see the misery those people are in. And the worst thing and the worst place to get the shingles is on the face. You can have the shingles come from right down from your forehead to your mouth and over your eyes, and it can really do a lot of damage to your eye as well. So a lot of people think that shingles are just in the body, or follows the ribs
in the chest,
something
there's
like that.
Other
right. But it can occur anywhere.
I've had patients, unfortunately, where it goes even in around their anus, their buttocks, go down their leg. I mean, it is horrible, painful. And if you can prevent that, because people can have, even after the shingles goes, you can have pain for up to 6 weeks to a year. If you can prevent that, and it can become debilitating pain.
Of course. Of course, it can become terribly debilitating, and especially you can't have any clothes. People, the skin gets so sensitive where the shingles is that people can't touch that area. They can't even have any clothes on that area. I mean, that's how sensitive the skin becomes. And people are really miserable. And this is a completely preventable thing. And the shingles vaccine is a little on the pricey side. But in my practice, I see a lot of resistance on the part of patients to get these immunizations. Now, no immunization, like Dr. Triana said, is 100%, and no immunization is 100% without some side effects. Some of these immunizations have minimal side effects, but the side effects that they have are short-lived, a day or two or three.
And no one gets the flu from the flu vaccine. And you don't get pneumonia from the Pneumovax or the Prevnar. You don't get it. It's to help build your immune system should you come in contact with these bacteria. So that's the whole idea of prevention. If you can prevent, if you can get your ducks in a row and get your immune system up to fight these diseases so you don't get waylaid by these diseases, don't you think that would be a great idea?
Well, it is. And it's certainly taking advantage of modern medicine and the work that the scientists have performed. I mean, creating a vaccine is no easy job.
And Shane is showing on the computer pictures of the shingles where it goes into the eye. Remember, the shingles is the chickenpox virus that lays in the lining of your nerves. So you've had chickenpox as a child. There's no cure for chickenpox. However, if you build your immune system, you can keep that virus from reoccurring and causing shingles. That's the whole idea of the vaccination.
Yes.
We want to make sure. Talk to your doctor, your healthcare provider. What are the vaccinations? Every 10 years, you should have a tetanus shot. That's important. Diphtheria. Talk to your doctor. Keep a record of what your vaccinations and when you got them. Look at your other, what we called comorbidities. Again, if you're a diabetic, if you've had your spleen removed, if you're immunocompromised, if you have chronic diseases such as COPD, talk about what is it I can do to prevent from becoming seriously ill.
Right.
So before we move on, I want to put out there a what body part am I? And I know we have callers. You can call at 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. What body part am I? I live between two bones that shake me up all the time. In a noisy environment, I get really nervous. In Greek, I'm called the anvil. So, what body part am I? And I think if you were listening to last week's show, you'll know where that body part is located,
right?
Because we do get people guessing and calling in. So you call in 206-1580, and if you have any questions, whether about the topic we're talking about today or any other questions that you have, remember, this is the slippery slope of lipids and other medical issues, and we're trying to help you for more good years. I know I'd rather be healthier than not. So today we're going to talk about the number one topic for October, breast cancer awareness. Hello, caller.
Yeah, I don't have the answer.
Okay, well, do you have a question?
About the shingles. Now, what brings them on? You said it lays in your nerves, but what triggers it?
You know, there's a lot of questions about that. It could be maybe your immune system is down, so you can't fight it. By the way, what's your first name, caller?
Alfred.
Alfred. Okay, Alfred. So it could be that your immune system is there. There's even some, and we know another cause of decreasing your ability to fight. Maybe you were sick with some other disease, such as have a pneumonia, a respiratory infection, or other infections, or maybe you are fighting getting chemotherapy and the person's trying to fight cancer, or also stress.
I was going to ask that, if it's stress.
Stress has...
Hey, I don't have it. I cause it stress for other people, so I'm okay there.
Oh, you cause stress for other people. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a carrier of stress.
Well, stress is not good for your health.
Well,
we have to reduce it.
Hey, universal. I think most of us are carriers
all of this
for stress.
Antibacterial things that we're using on our hands, we're afraid to get our hands dirty. Is that, you know, our immune system isn't fighting anything anymore. Now, I don't do that because I don't use those things unless I go to the hospital or something. But aren't they causing us, our immune systems, not to be strong anymore?
Well, the thing is this, is those alcohol type of cleaners are not the best thing. Believe it or not, it's going back to the basics. Soap and water is the best cleaner, not those liquid things. Now, they do help a little. And the thing is our immune system, the biggest thing that fights our immune system is our general health. If you keep your good health up, your immune system stays up. Eat good, sleep good, take good care of yourself. Those are important. Get vaccinated to fight that problem that can come down the road.
Now, how long is the shingle shot good for?
That, again, there's not enough research to give us a cold and hard answer.
I had to pay $219.
Sweetheart, it's worth it.
Ever saw somebody with shingles and imagined you in that same situation, you would think that you have paid, you haven't paid a significant amount of money for that kind of protection.
It's a great investment. It's a better investment than you would ever imagine. Thank you, Al, for calling. I appreciate
it. I'll tell others. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Bill.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for hanging on there.
No problem. I got a question for you.
We're here for you.
I've got ulcerative colitis, and I'm considering going ahead and spending the money to get the shingle shot. And I usually also get the annual flu vaccine. Can I do that at the same time, or should I spread that out?
Well, that's a very good question. I think, first of all, you should talk to your provider. Make sure you're not in a flare of your ulcerative colitis and that you're not on high doses of steroids. When people are on high doses of steroids, it's a two-edged sword. It helps the inflammation, but it also can decrease your immune system. I try to give
my... I'm not on any steroids now.
Okay. Well,
I am having some issues, but I did want to go ahead and not take the chance, you know?
Okay, well, you need to speak to your doctor, but we traditionally can give the pneumonia, Pneumovax, and the flu vaccine on different arms at the same time. Now, the doctor last night at the conference we went to said that it's more effective to separate those out. But if you're going to be a person who's only going to come to your doctor every once in a while, something is better than nothing.
Okay.
So if you talk to your doctor.
Separate it by a couple of weeks then, basically?
You can separate it out, but you can still take it the same day, and it will be effective, maybe a little less effective. But something is better than nothing. And I thank you for calling us. Any other questions?
I think that's it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for listening. We have some really great questions.
Right.
I think it's important, again, in my practice, I look at the total person. And I tell everyone, you are my book. I'm reading you. I'm getting to know you. You're getting to know our office, our practice. We're trying to individualize everything we do. So there's no, you know, this program is to give information, not direct medical advice. You have to talk to your provider because what's important for you or what you may need may not be the same for the next person or the next person. And again, like medications, what may be good for me may not be good for you.
That's correct. Everybody's needs individual care.
Individual care because we all have an individual family history, an individual life history, individual allergies. We're on different medications that can react. So that's the whole importance of the information that you give your physician. So don't ever hold anything back. Don't lie. It's only for your benefit to give all the information about your health.
That's correct.
So that's really important. And those were great calls. So if anyone else has a call, 206-1580. Remember, prevention, it's the key. What was that saying? An ounce
of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Oh, that's right. So the vaccination for the shingles, what is that? Even if it's $250, it is expensive. It's worth it. Think about if you got the shingles and then that shingles went in your eye. You have to go see your eye doctor. What if you lost part of your vision? What if you had chronic pain from the shingles? How much is that? I can hear the numbers popping up. What if you end up in the hospital because you think you're having a heart attack and it's really shingles? What if you get an infection from having the shingles and now you have to go on antibiotics and then that decreases your immune system because you're sick? All right, think about that. Don't you think that's going to be more than $250?
Yes. Yes, but I mean, every money is tight these days for everybody, but people generally should find the way to be able to get those immunizations.
Well, you know, I tell patients, they said, you know, I don't want to do this. even to a mammogram. I had a patient. She says, I don't have health insurance. I'm not going to get a mammogram. I said, wait a minute. Aren't you worth it? Aren't you worth it to get your breasts checked out? Hello, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi, caller. I just tuned in. I'm sorry I missed the beginning of the program because I usually always listen. I have a question about vaccines.
What's your first name, caller?
Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. Thank you for calling. What's your question?
I was wondering, I happened to come across my old vaccination record, you believe it, from the 1950s.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, and it was all yellow, the card. And I was wondering, it says I had, like, smallpox. And I was just thinking, because I heard about smallpox, does a person have to get revaccinated for smallpox if they had it as an infant?
No. Thank God, smallpox, I would say, is eradicated in America.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And actually, that immunity is a lifetime immunity. Not all immunities, not all vaccinations are lifetime. But generally speaking, the smallpox vaccination is lifetime. And we think the shingles vaccination is probably for people who are in their 60s and 70s. That one time is close to lifetime.
Right.
The shingles, is that if you had, if you had chickenpox, let's say you didn't have, well, I don't know what to say. I had chickenpox, I know that.
So, sweetheart, you're predisposed. You could one day get the shingles. Remember, that virus stays in your body.
But how do you, like, yeah, that's what I heard, but how would I know, let's say I had an outbreak, that I had the shingles, you know, an outbreak of them. How would I know?
Well, one of the ways you know, shingles is traditionally a rash. It looks like you first usually get a burning pain, and it usually follows what we call a dermatome, a part of your body in either a linear fashion because it follows the nerve. And looks like chicken pox, kind of. It's a little vesicular rash on a red base. And if you have that, you need to go to your physician right away and get it checked out.
That's correct. If you have shingles, you'll know you got something bad going on, because that pain is very, very difficult to endure, and you certainly can't ignore it.
A lot of times, patients will say they feel like they have like a burning, like a match feeling right there, like it's a burning, and if you touch it, it really hurts. It even, like Dr. Katzen was saying, it hurts so much that even the touching of a piece of cloth feels unbearable.
Yes, I see TV commercials concerning shingles, but so far, knock on wood, I haven't had any symptoms.
But sweetheart, you should look at getting the vaccination. Talk to your physician about getting a vaccination. As I was saying, it's a great investment for your health.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you for calling, Dorothy.
Thank you. Bye, Dr. Triana.
Bye-bye. Wow, we have got some great calls today. And remember, again, it's about you. This show, we're doing it to help everyone here who's listening. A lot of times, too, you know, the shows have so much information in them that I will burn CDs of the show and give it to my patients who maybe don't have a radio or don't have a computer, because you know you can, right, Zane? You can listen to the show over a computer.
That's right. Two ways you can listen to it live on iHeartRadio, or you can go to Dr. Triana's website at TrianaPreventionCenter.com and catch up on all the previous shows we've done.
Right. So if you miss it, but a lot, hello, caller. Hello, caller?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, caller?
Oh, Harriet.
Hi, Harriet. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I wanted you to be aware of the fact that Medicare now will cover the senior 100% for that shot.
Wonderful.
You know, must have been 5 or maybe 7 years ago, you had to pay up to $200 to get the shingles shot.
Wow.
But now Medicare will cover it 100%. And you can walk into Walgreens and get it. You don't have to have your own doctor do it.
Correct. I know you can get the shots at Walgreens and other pharmacies
CVS
are giving it.
CVS as well. Yeah.
Right. So that's very good. Now,
people
should
be aware of it, because unfortunately, I didn't get the shot in time, and I did get the shingles.
Oh.
And my problem was that I had a pain on my left side, but no rash. And we didn't know what the pain was. I had no idea it was shingles. It took a whole week before the actual rash showed up.
Yes, you're correct in that. It doesn't show up right away. So people think it's either a muscle or, it's you have to figure it out. So then the rash came out. Voila, you figured it out, right?
And you know, it has a special pattern. It doesn't go to both sides of your body. It stays on one side.
It stays on one side.
Right.
Well, it usually stays on one side. It doesn't always have to stay on one side. After all, remember that chickenpox virus is in the fluid that's around the nerve sheath. That's why the pattern of the rash coincides with the tract of the nerve beneath the skin. But usually it does stay on one side once it expresses itself.
All the people I know that have had it have either had it on the left side or the right side. It doesn't seem to cross over as far as I have heard.
Did you end up with a lot of pain? Because it is very painful.
I did. I ended up with a lot of pain. They put a patch. I had medicine.
Oh.
Yeah.
I sat up all night rocking myself.
Oh,
and
bless your heart.
How long did it last?
Oh, a couple of weeks. But,
yeah.
You know, this is about now, it's got to be at least 5 years ago that I had it. And I was in Walgreens a couple of months ago, and I said, I'd like to have the shot.
That's great.
And they gave it to me. Now, I do get this occasionally in my scalp. I'll get an itching.
Uh-huh.
And it's a burning itching. Then I'll get it on my chest. Occasionally, it doesn't last long, but it comes and goes. Then I'll get it on my back.
Oh.
Then I'll get it on my leg. It seems to travel around.
Well, it may be something else, but Harriet,
no, I think that's the result of the shingles.
Thank you for sharing your episode with the shingles, because I really want everyone to know that it could be very, very painful.
And
thank
it's
you.
It's important that if you get it, that your mate gets the shot too, because it is contagious.
Oh, yes. If you scratch the little vesicles and you scratch somebody else, that liquid contains the virus.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And hello, caller. What's your name, caller?
Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Peter.
Yes, Peter?
I have a couple of questions. I was listening to other programs. I had a pneumonia shot, but I don't remember when. I think it might have been like 5 years ago. Do you remember, like that lady says, you can go into Walgreens or CVS and get shots? And I can't remember how long ago I had it, but it might have been 5 years. Am I looking to get another pneumonia shot?
Well, Peter, I'm going to ask you, you want to give us your age, sweetheart?
I'm 80.
Okay.
Well, the pneumonia shot, it should be repeated every 5 years.
The Pneumovax. Now, the Prevnar, the other pneumonia vaccination, is a one-time deal. Remember we started the show talking about this other pneumonia vaccination. But bottom line is, you should discuss this with your doctor too. And
yeah, I don't remember where I got it. I might have got it like in a Walgreens. I might have went in there and got the flu and pneumonia shot together, but I don't remember. Like, you know.
Okay.
I'm not so sure that Walgreens was giving out Pneumovax shots 5 years ago.
Okay, but if I didn't get it there, if I got it 3 years ago and I got another one, would it affect me?
It's not going to hurt you. It shouldn't hurt you. But again, talk to your doctor or your healthcare provider and let them know. Okay.
Yeah, I you had a good idea, is to keep a record. And a lot of people, a lot like myself, you know, we just get it and forget when we even got it.
Yes, you should keep a record of your vaccination. In fact, we have a little card that we give to our patients to remind them, and we also keep it in their medical records. So even when you go if someone gets their vaccination, like at CVS or Walgreens, I need to know, even if my patients, so we can document that.
Right. But pneumonia shots in your office too?
We do recommend it. The pneumonia shot, the flu shot, and other vaccinations.
Yeah, you know, when they were talking about the flu shot, they said try and get one that has no mercury, or get like a single one. Don't get one that they keep putting in the into a thing and filling up the needle. Just get a single shot.
We're governed by strictness when it comes to handling needles and how that should be done. So,
right.
I mean, that's very important.
I mean, do they have mercury still in those shots?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, because they were saying
you're
don't
probably
get
getting
them if they
more mercury in your tuna fish.
That's right. We're eating a ton of tuna fish and forgetting about the shot.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Felicia. And hello, caller. What's your first name, caller? Maybe they didn't hold on. Okay, well, if you want to call back, and it's still blinking. Hello, caller?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. What's your first name?
What? I'm sorry?
What's your first name?
Stanley.
Hi, Stanley. Thank you for calling. What's your question?
I have a comment, because I don't know if you have any young listeners or not, but the shingles is not just an older person's disease. My youngest son, who is 48 years old, up north, just got it.
Yes.
He got the shingles and didn't think that he was old enough to get it. And I was surprised myself because I thought it was for older folks.
Not necessarily. Again, once you've had the chickenpox virus, that virus stays in your body.
Right.
So if you have a major event, a major illness, or if you're combating, for example, cancer, you can develop the shingles. Now, the important thing to know is that the FDA does approve the shingles vaccination for everyone over the age of 50. Oh. Now, does their insurance pay for it? Not necessarily. So a lot of times, patients or people don't want to invest in something that their insurance doesn't pay for, when in my feeling is it's worth the investment.
Yeah, he will definitely be getting it, but it wasn't the cost so much as the, I guess, the ignorance or lack of knowledge, not thinking that he would get it at that young age.
Well, yes, you can.
Yeah,
but
obviously.
I'm glad
he found out the hard way.
I know. Unfortunately, bless his heart, I'm sorry to hear that he got it. But at least he's, I hope he was diagnosed quickly, because that's another important thing. We try to diagnose it as soon as it occurs so that we can treat with antivirals. Now, it doesn't cure it, but it helps decrease the length of the episode of shingles.
Unfortunately, he waited till it was full-blown, and he was on steroids, and it took him over 2 weeks to get over it.
Well, the thing is also that if you have a young person like your son who gets shingles, he needs to have a thorough evaluation to make sure there isn't something else going on that he's not aware of.
In his immune system.
Yeah, he does have his annual physicals in November, so he's going to bring all that to light. But like I say, I was surprised, as he was, obviously, that it hits a younger population as well.
Yeah. Because it is unusual to see people less than 50 who get the shingles. It's not impossible, but
right.
Nothing, you know, in medicine.
He will attest to that. It's not impossible. He's missed it by 2 years.
Right.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the show, doctors.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Stanley. We've had great calls. We have to take our little break.
I'm just glad to hear that 48 is young, because I'll be 48 next February. I'm like, wow, I'm still young. I love it.
But wait a minute. I'm going to be 57 at the end of the month.
That's still young. Hey.
I'm going to be a 57 Chevy. I was born in 57. Oh, I'd rather be a 57 Cadillac. Actually, my favorite car is a 1941 Cadillac convertible. It is the most gorgeous thing. I think if I won the lottery, I'd buy that car in an instant.
That's beautiful. I can see you in a pink one.
They're so beautiful. Anyways, we'll do our little break.
You're listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. We encourage you to visit their new website, which is TrianaPreventionCenter.com. That's T-R-I-A-N-A Prevention Center, all one word, .com, to catch up on previous shows. There's an archive going back to the beginning of the show covering a wide variety of topics. Dr. Triana is accepting new patients currently and will ask the doctor to give her phone number out in a little bit. In the meantime, if you'd like to call this program, our numbers are 941-206-1580 and toll free at 888-441-1580. And now back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana and Dr. Katzen.
And thank you. I feel it's such an honor and a pleasure to be able to give information to all of you and that you all are listening. Thank you so much for the wonderful questions. And I love that you call and ask questions, any question that you might have concerning health, prevention. And you know, today our topic is going to be about breast cancer. And hello, caller.
Oh, hi. Say, I was wondering on the shingles.
Yes.
If you've had it once, can you get it again?
Yes. Yes, the chances. And what's your first name, caller?
Ron.
Hi, Ron. Thank you for calling in. Yes, you can get it again. The chances are you can. It's not as high, but yes, you can get it again.
Oh, okay.
I hope you didn't. Did you get
it? I'll let my son-in-law know then.
Oh, yes. That's very important. Thank you, Ron, for calling.
You should get the shot then. I mean, the vaccination.
Yes, you can get it again. Appreciate your call.
And a question I was wondering about, if you've never had the chicken pox, are you necessarily not predisposed to the shingles?
Well, the thing is this, the CDC guidelines and the FDA recommends that even if you're over the age of 60, even if you thought you never got the chicken pox, you should still get that vaccination.
Well, the question is, how do you know you never had chicken pox? You never had the chicken pox rash, but you may have had the chicken pox infection, gotten a running nose, got some other type of syndrome, and still be harboring that. We don't have a good test to see if somebody has that virus.
I'm glad you said that, too, because most people think of, you know, the rash, and you're not supposed to scratch it. And
right.
The pox.
Right.
Well, I can tell you, I have it documented that I got the chicken pox when I was a kid because my dad did home movies of my sister and I with that Calum drill lotion all over.
Oh, man.
And it's documented anyways. But that was a good question, Ron. And again, if you have any questions, it's 206-1580. You give us a call or long distance, you can call 888-441-1580. And you know, I was out of town, and I can tell you, if you want to listen to the radio show when it's live, I listen, of course, you know, we played a rerun, but you can listen to it on your iHeart Radio app. So your app on your phone, on your smartphone. So that's really cool. But anyways, so today we're going to talk about. And again, and here we are, caller. Hi, caller. What's your name, caller?
This is Jim Duffy. How you doing?
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Doing well.
What's your question, Jim?
Well, I don't have a question. I have a comment.
Yes.
That's a. I never had chicken pox, but everybody in my family had chicken pox. In fact, my father, after he recovered, he had to live away from the family because they quarantined the house. I never caught it.
Wow!
And guess what?
What?
Guess what? I was checked, and they said you have the bug. So I had the shot, and of course, hopefully, I'll never get the shingles.
So you see,
it does run in the family because I know. My brother and my sister both got shingles.
Well, then that's a good thing you got your vaccination. That's very important. And how's your lovely wife doing?
Well, she's doing pretty well. As a matter of fact, I have her on a 21-day memory diet, which today's the 21st day of that, and I took her off the Alzheimer's medicine after, I checked with our doctor and all, and they said it couldn't hurt, and I haven't seen any improvement, but she seems a little bit more sunny or brighter, and I don't know. I'm just going to keep at it. It's a diet that requires a lot of vegetables, green leaf vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
And fruits and nuts. And it doesn't have, there's no restrictions as far as breakfast or lunch. So if she was a big meat eater or something like that, she could have that for lunch, but she's not, so it doesn't matter.
Well, the greens are great. The greens are great. That's it's helping me to lose weight. Greens and lean proteins, and the greens have so many good vitamins, and I can't say enough for greens, but I really appreciate your call, Jim. Take care, honey.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Keep smiling.
Thank you. Well, yes. So people, again, you could have a subclinical. What does that mean, subclinical? Well, it means that you may be infected with the virus, but you never really broke out with a big chickenpox rash when you were a kid.
That's right. And particularly for children now, we immunize them against polio. But before the development of the polio vaccine, almost all children got the polio virus. Most of them had an upper respiratory infection from it. But every once in a while, maybe one in 100 or 200, I don't know exactly how many, they got paralytic polio, and adults as well.
Well, we just saw that on that show. I don't know if anybody watched the PBS special on the Roosevelts, and FDR didn't get polio till he was 39 years old.
When I was going to medical school, we had Variety Children's Hospital in Miami, and we had probably 40 or 50 people in what they called iron lungs, which are big metal tubes where an electric motor reduced the pressure so that the patient's chest would expand, and then on a cyclical basis, and they would have to breathe, and cause them to breathe. And then after a while, most of those people recovered somewhat so that they could breathe on their own. But in the acute phase, if they didn't have that, they'd die.
So again, look what vaccinations have done. Right. So many illnesses now are almost eradicated because we've been giving vaccinations.
And some illnesses we're really concerned about. For instance, a lot of young children are not getting diphtheria vaccine. And we're seeing diphtheria in the older population, too.
And what about tetanus? Would you believe my grandmother, who is in heaven now, she died about 4 years ago. She was almost 97. She actually got tetanus and survived.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now, tetanus is one of the earliest vaccines, and if somebody gets a dirty wound, they should get a tetanus booster. Because that disease is pretty severe. And in this day and time, most people recover if they do get it. But the easiest thing to do is to prevent it.
So, we're saying that word again. Prevention. You know, I had a patient, and they go, oh, I drove by your sign, and it says, prevention of heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. And they asked me, do you really think you can do that? And I said, well, of course, what we can help to prevent, we can't take away all the risk, but we can lower the risk and prevent these catastrophic events. The same thing with vaccines. And I tell people, what are we waiting for? There is so much that we can do, so much information.
That's right. And 10 years ago, there probably wasn't a single university that had a division of prevention for heart attack and stroke. Now, there's probably no university that doesn't have a section for prevention of heart attack and stroke. So the medical climate has changed dramatically over the last 10 years. And the people that Dr. Triana has worked with, the Bell, Brad Bell and Amy Donine, were leaders in this change.
Right, and they wrote the book, Beat the Heart Attack Gene. And everyone who I've recommended, who've read the book, it's fantastic. And you can also get it on your Kindle.
Right, and it's written in plain English, too. It's not written in medicalese.
It's for everybody. In fact, they now have an audio. If people say, you know, I have people who tell me, well, you know, I'm not really a big reader, they tell me. Well, I mean, I personally love to read. I'm such a bookworm, and I love it. But they can get Beat the Heart Attack Gene on an audio.
Right. You can listen to it in your car.
You can listen to your car. Or Amy Donine, who was on our show, you can go to our website, Triana Prevention Center, and listen to her on the show.
We had her here for one hour show, yes.
And she's going to do it again. She's going to do the show again. Yes. So, boy, this hour we've just flown by, and we were going to talk about, I guess we'll have to talk about it the next show, about breast cancer.
Right. October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we only have 7 or 8 minutes left, and that's really not enough to give a good comprehensive review of breast cancer. But we should encourage everybody to have a mammogram, no matter what their age, if they're over 35 or...
Yearly mammogram over the age of 40.
Yeah. And especially the older folks. So the older folks that I see say, well, you know, I'm 75 years old now. I don't need to have a mammogram. But they don't realize that the older you are and the greater your risk. And the easier it is for the radiologist to detect a cancer. Young women who have very dense breasts, who are menstruating on a regular basis, those breasts are very difficult sometimes to detect a small cancer. But an older lady who's postmenopausal, it's a relatively simple thing for the radiologist to review that mammogram and see a small cancer.
And if you go to WCCFAM.com, Dr. Trion and I together created a what we call a landing page there. If you look on the front of the site, you can scroll through those boxes that are on the front of the site. It'll take you to a website where you can not only learn a little bit more about breast cancer, some general guidelines for females, but also there's a link to Dr. Triana's site there too. So you can make an appointment to get your mammogram done.
You know, it's so important. And you're right, Dr. Katzen. A lot of women, first of all, this myth that a mammogram is going to give them breast cancer, that is a myth. And in this day and age, I don't understand why anyone would ever think that.
Well, it's just people talk to one another. People find that they had a mammogram all the time, and maybe the small cancer wasn't discovered, and the next year was a little bit bigger, but eventually it was discovered. And they figured, well, did the radiation cause the cancer? And that's... There's just no good scientific evidence that the amount of radiation that is used in the low-dose mammography, which is available anywhere in this community and all over the state, has any deleterious effects.
So you should get a mammogram. Now, there are some controversial about when should you stop. Again, I recommend my patients, you're walking, you're talking, you have a great life, you're eight, no matter what your age, you're 80-something, get your mammogram. It's a simple little thing, and they have a research study that showed that women who didn't get their mammogram, by the time they were diagnosed with, who were older, over 75, their demise was much worse. The prognosis was much worse.
Yeah, because their lesions were not found early. And most cancers grow very, very slowly. So that regular mammography, especially if the old one is available for comparison, you can see a change in the breast. And that change is should alert the radiologist that there's something going on.
So next week, we're going to talk about also about breast cancer. So before the show ends today, I want to recap. What are the pearls? In medicine, pearls are, what's your take-home message? What is this the diamond that you need to take home today from what we're talking about? Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Talk to your doctor. Get your flu vaccine. See about the shingles vaccine. The lady who talked, I believe it was Harriet, said she found her vaccination card. Keep a record. Know when you got it. Know the dates. That is so important. An ounce of prevention, again, is way more important. Invest in your health. Everyone, we all know things have really gone up. Cost and price and health insurance, it's only getting more expensive. But you only have one life to live, and you want to live it healthy. And you want to prevent something so simple as getting a flu shot that's covered by your insurance. It's covered by Medicare. Why not do it?
And one day, hopefully, we'll see vaccines for some of the more serious illnesses that we have to deal with now that require aggressive treatment.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a vaccine for heart disease or a vaccine for cancer that we could prevent? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, remember that for young ladies, we now have a vaccine for the HPV,
right?
And HPV led to cervical cancer, and many ladies succumbed to that disease.
The human papillomavirus, we've done a program about that. That's another very important vaccination. And anyone from the females and male, they're recommending from the age of 9 to the age of 25 to get that vaccination. And because people didn't get the vaccination, they're finding that more people who are getting cancer of the tongue or the mouth can be correlated with human papillomavirus. So if we can prevent something at a young age and maybe down the road, how great is that? So we're about to end up. Remember, too, the pneumonia vaccination is very important, and also the vaccination called Prevnar that we spoke about. So this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Thank you for all the wonderful callers. Thank you, Dr. Katzen. Thank you, Zane. This is the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues. Listen in. Tell your friends. Tell them how much you can learn and how important this program. If we could just save one life, if we could just make a difference in one life, I would be so happy. Thank
you
all. Thank you all. Thank you, and listen in next week.
WCCF Punta Gorda.
News Radio 1580.
Charlotte County's only news talk radio station, serving you around the clock.